Title: Ravestab Space Control at 170 BPM Advanced. Alright, let's do an advanced drum and bass mixing move in Ableton Live. Ravestab Space Control at 170 BPM. Because here's the problem. Ravestabs are built to be wide, bright, and attention-grabbing, which is exactly why, in a 170 BPM DNB drop, they're one of the fastest ways to smear the groove, bury the snare crack, and mess with your sub clarity. So the mission today is very specific. We're going to make the stab feel huge and euphoric, but it has to sit behind the drums and bass. It needs to hit, then get out of the way. And we're going to build a repeatable stab space control workflow you can reuse on pretty much any rave stab, hoover, chord hit, or sampled stab phrase. Setup first. Tempo to 170. Create three main groups: drums, bass, and music. Put your stab tracks inside a stabs group. If you've got layers, great. If it's one track, still group it. The reason is simple. It's easier to control space when you can process the stab as a unit and duck it against the drums and bass in one place. Now step 1. Space budget AQ. This is the part people skip because it sounds worse in solo, but it's the reason it sounds better in the mix. On the stab track or the stab group, put EQ 8 first. High pass it. Start around 120 to 180 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. And if your bass is heavy, or your stab is super wide and you want it to translate in a club, don't be scared to go up to 200 Hz. The stab does not need to own the sub. Your bass owns the sub. Next, carve the low mids. Put a bell cut around 250 to 450 Hz, something like -2 to -5 dB, Q around 1.2. This is where cardboard lives. It's also where stabs stack up with break layers and make the whole mix feel congested. Optional but common. Consider your snare zones. If your snare has a fundamental around 180 to 220 Hz, you might dip a touch there. And if your snare crack is living in that 2 to 4K Hz zone, we'll deal with that later with dynamic control. For now, just understand the goal. The stab should sound a little thinner than you want when soloed. That's correct. Width and ambience will make it feel big later. Step 2. Width without wrecking mono. Add utility after EQ 8. Turn on bass mono and set it somewhere between 140 and 200 Hz. This keeps your low end stable and stops that classic wide stab, makes the drop feel weaker in mono problem. Then set width. Start around 110 to 135%. If your stab is already very wide and facey, try pulling it back to 90 to 105% and instead get your width from your returns, like reverb and echo. That's the theme today. Dry stays controlled, wet gets wide. Quick workflow tip. Do mono checks constantly. Put a utility somewhere you can toggle mono quickly, even on the master just for checking. If your stab disappears in mono, don't ignore it. Fix the facey width now, not after you've built a whole drop around it. Step 3. Transient control. In rolling DNB, the stab often needs a sharp hit, but a short body. Think hit and vanish, not hit and hang around. An easy stock option. Drum bus on the stab. Yes, on the stab. It works. Add drum bus. Set drive maybe 2 to 8%. Push transients up, like plus 5 to plus 20, until you feel the stab speak clearly through the drums. Keep boom off most of the time. If it gets fizzy, use damp. If the tail is still too long, a second option is saturator into gate. Saturator with soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB just to firm it up. Then a gate, gently, just shaving the tail so the transient stays but the sustain doesn't smear the roll. Be subtle. The giveaway of bad gating is chattering or unnatural pumping. The goal is simple. The stab punches through the groove, then makes space for the next drum transient. Step 4. Depth using sends. This is a big one. Do not drown your stab by slapping a huge reverb directly on the insert chain. At 170 BPM, constant reverb is basically a fog machine on your groove. Create two return tracks. Return A is your rave verb. Build a chain that keeps the low end out and keeps the transient feeling forward. A solid starting approach is EQ and reverb, with discipline. Put EQ 8 before the reverb if you want to keep junk out of the reverb input. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, a small dip around 2 to 4K Hz can help. Then hybrid reverb. Try a medium space. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. DNB reverb is usually shorter than people think. Add pre-delay around 12 to 28 milliseconds so the stab transient stays up front before the space blooms. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz. Low cut around 250 to 400 Hz. And we'll add sidechain compression on this return in a moment so the reverb breathes with the snare. Set the send amount modest. Think minus 18 to minus 10 dB to start. You can automate it up for fills. Return bead is ping or rave echo. Put echo on it. Synced. Try 1/8 dotted for that classic push, or 1/4 for a broader call and response. Feedback may be 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep modulation tiny, so it doesn't wobble out of tune unless you want deliberate old rave instability. After echo, use EQ8 to notch any resonant ringing. Then utility, and make the delay wide, something like 120 to 160%. Again, wide wet, controlled dry. Step 5, ducking that actually works at 170. We're going to duck the dry stab and the reverb differently. This is where the mix suddenly sounds expensive. On the stabs group, put a compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose the snare as the input. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 10 ms depending on taste. Faster attack means it gets out of the way immediately. Slightly slower attack lets the stab poke through a hair before it ducks, which can feel more lively. Release around 60 to 140 ms as a starting range. And here's the coaching note. Tune release to the gap between snare hits. You want the stab to recover right before the next important transient, not in the middle of it. Loop 1 bar. Watch the gain reduction meter. If the whole mix feels like it's breathing, your release is too long. If the stab snaps back and feels jumpy, your release is too short. Set threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. Optional. If your kick is getting masked too, add a second compressor after the first, sidechain to the kick. Smaller gain reduction, like 1 to 3 dB. And a faster release around 40 to 90 ms. Now the big trick. Duck the reverb return harder than the dry. Go to return A, your rave verb. Put a compressor at the end of the chain and sidechain it from the snare. Use a stronger ratio like 4:1 up to 10:1. Attack fast, 0.5 to 3 ms. Release slower, 120 to 240 ms. Aim for 4 to 10 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. What this does is magical in DNB. The reverb gets shoved out of the way exactly when the snare needs to be clean, then it swells back up between hits, making the stab feel huge without masking the drums. Extra advanced note, the order on returns matters more than people think. Try reverb first, then EQ, then sidechain compressor. When you EQ after the reverb, you're shaping the actual tail you're hearing, and the compressor ducks that finished tail. Often smoother, often cleaner. If your current chain feels weird, swap the order and listen. Step 6. Stop the stab fighting the snare crack with dynamic control. If your snare lives in that 2 to 4 kHz crack zone and your stab has bite there, a static EQ cut can make the stab dull. Instead, do dynamic control. Doc Ableton approach. Multiband dynamics on the stab group. Set the high mid band to cover roughly 1.8 to 5 kHz. Then use downward compression on that band, ratio 2:1 to 3:1. Adjust threshold until it tames harsh peaks. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. What you're doing is letting the stab be bright when it can, but controlling the spikes that fight the snare. Also, quick test for center ownership. Temporarily put a utility on the stab bus and set width to 0%, making it mono. If it still dominates the mix, your problem is not stereo width. It's spectral density, usually 200 to 600 Hz in that 1 to 4 kHz zone. Fix the spectrum and envelope, not just the width. Step 7. Stereo zoning. Make it wide, but not everywhere. Here's the philosophy. Keep the dry stab closer to the center, and make the returns wide and moving. On the dry stab bus, keep width around 90 to 115%. Then on returns, push width wider, like 130 to 170%. If you want motion, add auto pan subtly on the return only. Slow rate, like 1 to 4 bars. Amount 10 to 25%. Phase at 180 degrees for that classic wide movement. Because it's on the return, it creates life and width without destabilizing the core groove. Bonus cheat code, pre-fader sends. Right-click the send knobs on the stab track and enable pre for your verb and delay sends. Now you can automate the dry stab down in busy moments while keeping the vibe consistent through the sends. That's how you get a drop that feels bigger, but not messier. Step 8. Arrangement discipline. This is mixing, but it's also arrangement. Rave stabs hit hardest when they're not constant. Try call and response. The stab answers after the snare in a two bar phrase. Try a slash B layering. First bar mostly dry. Second bar you open up the echo send. Try fill moments. Push the reverb send up on the last half bar before transition. And try negative space bars. In a 16 bar section, deliberately leave two bars with no stabs or only wet echoes. That reset makes the next stab entry feel massive, and it costs you zero headroom. If you want that classic jungle feel, don't just put the stab on every offbeat. Syncopate it around break accents. Even a tiny rhythmic displacement, like moving one hit a 16th earlier every four bars, creates motion without adding mix clutter. Advanced variations. Quick fire, if you want to go further. 1. You'll trigger ducking. Create a ghost MIDI track, with a super, short closed hat or click plain tight 1/16 THS that match your groove accents. Sidechain the reverb, return lightly to that click with a second compressor, in addition to the main snare ducking. Snare clears the big moments. The micro ducking stops wash from smearing the roll. 2. Mid-side depth split. Use an audio effect rack on the stab bus with two parallel chains. One chain is MID, utility width 0%, tighter EQ, less send. The other chain is sides, higher high pass, more send, and you let the returns carry that width. Blend to taste. This keeps mono stability while still feeling huge. 3. Frequency conscious side chain. Instead of ducking the whole stab, split it into bands in an effect rack and only sidechain compress the mid band where masking happens. Cleaner than full band pumping, especially when your stab has important top end bite. Sound design notes, because this is often the real fix. If your stab behaves like a pad, shorten it at the source. In the synth or sampler, reduce sustain and shorten decay. Mixing tools should enhance an intentional envelope, not fight a lazy one. And a great trick, make the transient bright and the tail dark. Put an auto filter on the stab bus with a low pass and a subtle envelope, so it opens fast on the hit and closes on the tail. That keeps excitement without stealing snare air. Mini practice exercise. Give yourself 15 to 25 minutes. Load or create a rave stab. Program a 16-bar loop with drums, bass, and a 2-bar stab motif. Don't spam it. On the stab group, build this chain. EQ8, utility, drum bus, then compressor sidechain to snare. Make the two returns, reverb and rave echo, and feed the stab into them. Targets. Dry stab ducks 2 to 6 dB on snare. Reverb ducks 4 to 10 dB on snare. Do a mono check and make sure the stab is still audible and stable. Then automate. Raise the echo send on bar 8 and bar 16, just before transitions. And slightly open your low pass filter on the stab in the second 8 bars for energy lift. Export 16 bars and listen on headphones, then in mono, and then at low volume. This audio version is shortened for playback.